The elections went on pretty calmly, and there was no violence. So it was a peaceful election. Everybody had been sitting at the edge of their seats, worried that, it would be a little bit tense, but it ended up peaceful. As far as the voting went, it was smooth. There were very, very few accounts of, if you want to call it, irregularities, but not really, not irregularities. A couple of people had their names scratched off a roster because either they appeared more than once, but those were very few incidents, nothing remarkable to talk about. Now, in terms of the votes, based on the polls that came, it seems at this point that the former vice president, Joseph Boakai, he seems to be in the lead, and the current president, George Weah, is tightly running close behind him. There were at least 20 candidates in this race, and the rest of the candidates fall far short. So if Boakai is predicted based on what the reports from individual precincts, it seems like Boakai is in the lead with perhaps over 50%, perhaps. And you need at least 50+1 to be declared the winner. Otherwise, they will be going to a runoff.
Do we know when the final results may be announced?
Well, the National Election Commission, NEC they call it, is expected to make an announcement today, but I don't imagine that the announcement will read out the final results because the large counties with the most highest populations, and that is Nimba County, Monserrato, where the capital is, has the largest population. All these areas, most of the votes are in, but there are other areas in the southeast, and the votes are not all in yet. So we expect by at least Thursday, we will have a final result announced, but they are making an announcement today.
So in case the former vice president wins, that should be it. Otherwise, they're going to be run off between the two top candidates.
If he goes over 50%, that's it. It would cost the country much less money if he wins. Then they don't have to spend that money on the second round. We have talked so much about the war that was in Liberia back in the late 1990s, early 2000s. And if anything good came out of that, it is that since democracy has returned, we have seen a consistent turnover of government from one election to the other, turnover from one party to the other. The Liberian people are exercising their democratic rights. They are voting people in. They're voting people out if you don't perform. And the electoral system in Liberia has worked over the past couple of years. It's worked. The announcements of the votes are made at the precinct. They are signed by all the party representatives. Poll watchers have come from all over the world. And so by the time the tally reached to the headquarters of the Election Commission, people already know who is winning. So cheating becomes very difficult. I think that's one positive thing that has come after the war. The democratic process is alive and working in Liberia.